The AccuWeather forecast today, it's going to be clouds and sun and breezy and a high near 50. Racine's Water and Wastewater Utilities General Manager Keith Haas, not going to be leaving that position. He'd been named one of three finalists for the dual job of Assistant City Administrator and Public Works Director in Davenport, Iowa. That city's current Assistant Public Works Director, Nicole Gleason, was chosen this week for the job, for which Haas and another candidate from Ohio had recently interviewed as finalists. Haas began his career as a project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers. Then he came to Racine. He was the Assistant Commissioner of Public Works, later shifting over to the Water Wastewater Utility. Aldermen in Kenosha have been warned about more requests from property owners to rescind or reduce re-inspection fees. Administration's trying to increase building code compliance in the city by assessing more of them. The fees are imposed when city inspectors have to make multiple visits to check on the progress of work required by the city to bring properties up to code. Administrator Frank Bassetti says that in the past, the city has been more than lenient, in his words, with property owners who have multiple infractions as long as they were doing something. He said it resulted, though, in some of the owners playing a game with the city by doing the minimal amount of work.
And we've seen some of these inspections and some of these orders that have been written 2, 3, and 4 years old, that's really taken too long. And many of you that live in the neighborhoods that have these problems have come to us and said, why does it take so long? Why are there constant reinspections yet no reinspection fees? How do we get compliance?
Bassetti adding that the attempt to gain compliance, especially with orders that go back several years, the inspectors going to be more strict in assessing the fees while also having discretion. As Kenosha firefighters and paramedics were dealing with a rollover accident in the 1600 block of 18th Street just after 2 o'clock this morning, a full response was called out for a house fire at 5125 62nd Street. First unit on scene confirmed a 911 caller's report of smoke and flames at the back of that one-story home. Everybody got out safely, but after a while, a med unit had to take somebody in to St. Catherine's Medical Center. Initial concern as well about the flames getting to oxygen tanks inside. How the fire began and the damage amount yet to be determined by the investigator called to the scene. U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration temporarily categorizes a synthetic opioid nicknamed Pink as a dangerous drug. Bill Michaels with more on this after 46 deaths were documented.
Pink comes from a family of deadly synthetic opioids that are far more potent than heroin. It's usually imported to the United States from China. Pink is categorized as a Schedule I substance for now, classifying it as a dangerous addictive drug with no medicinal use. Of the 46 fatalities from Pink, 31 occurred in New York and 10 in North Carolina. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 78 Americans die every day from opioid overdose. Bill Michaels, Washington.
And a reminder that the Racine Holiday Parade is tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., followed immediately by the community Christmas tree lighting in Monument Square. This year's 35-foot tree donated by Lisa and Ron Zimmerman and adorned this week with over 25,000 lights. Before the parade begins, the Racine Dairy Statesman will be performing at Monument Square. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office has charged 43-year-old Christopher Bohatkowitz with 8 counts of capturing an intimate representation without consent for video recordings of women in the bathrooms of taverns where he worked as a DJ. Ironically, the criminal complaint says this all came to light when a man used the women's restroom because the guy's room was occupied. He spotted a pen on the floor that turned out to be a camera. Police discovered video evidence of women in the bathroom and the image of a person who had put the pen there. The bar owner identified Bohatkowitz, according to the complaint. State Assembly is getting ready next week to decide its leadership. The majority Senate Republicans re-elect Scott Fitzgerald as theirs. Fifth consecutive session, he's been named to that position. GOP senators also picking Roger Roth of Appleton as the Senate president. And Racine-Kenosha Senator Van Wongard was elected majority caucus vice chair. Well, in light of all the leaf raking or the leaf blowing taking place lately, and with more to come, you may or may not know it, but there were more than 40,000 leaf raking-related injuries nationwide in the year 2014. Dr. Santosh Thomas with the Cleveland Clinic says part of the problem goes directly into what tools you're using to get the job done.
Sometimes the rakes are too small for some people. Sometimes they're too long. So make sure it's the right size for you so you don't have to do too far of a reaching or bend way too much if it's too short.
Dr. Thomas suggesting you keep your hips and your shoulders moving toward the work instead of twisting your back. That avoids all kinds of injuries like your fellow citizens might be complaining about lately. About a half a dozen people who protested Act 10 at the Wisconsin Capitol back in 2011, they're not going to be getting any money from the state. An appeals court reverses a nearly $300,000 judgment. 6 protesters claim that the restrictions that were placed on their signs were unconstitutional. It's 1 week from tomorrow, November the 19th, 9 in the morning till 3 p.m. Mark it down. Mount Pleasant Police Department's community policing officers are going to be parking squad cars in front of Malicki's Piggly Wiggly at 5201 Washington Avenue. Customers are going to be encouraged that day to purchase $5 or $10 bags of food items that can be stuffed into the squads. All the bags of food collected that day will then be donated to the Racine County Food Bank. The people of Burlington may have spoken, but it is still up to the Common Council to decide on spending up to $5.4 million to create a new community pool complex and to have the Friends of the Pool run it.
They will be completely in charge of running that pool. We will have an automatic representative on there. And let's say selling food, you know, in the concession stand. We also are looking for that building for winter activities.
In WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor Jeannie Hefty saying that the December 6th council meeting will include the consultants and more discussion with the Friends group.
Even though there was 1,900 votes higher for this pool, which everybody was, again, stunned, there was that much support out there.
If the Burlington Council green lights the pool project, construction would likely make it available for the 2018 season. The Kenosha County Board last night adopting a 2017 budget after more than 2 hours of debate. Most of it was on a proposal to cut the county's funding to the organization that runs the Kemper Center. There were more than a dozen people, mostly employees or volunteers at Kemper Center, who were pleading for the funding not to be reduced. Supervisor Michael Skolitsky supported the funding cut.
I don't view this as a game, other than the hide and seek that's been going on. We've been asking for information. It's not been provided. It seems the only way that we can get to the bottom of it is by restricting funds. It is a beautiful venue. There are many fine events that are held there. It's a jewel within the park system, but there is some accountability here that's lacking.
Supervisor William Grady questioned the reasoning behind the proposal to cut $100,000 off of the budget and asked what alternative was going to be proposed.
We will still have to manage this property. We'll still have to keep it up. What is your plan going forward when you cut $100,000? I have not heard one iota of plan over these past 10 years, but I've heard cut this, cut that.
The board defeated that amendment and another to cut $5,000 off the amount paid to Kemper Center, Inc. Kenosha County supervisors also defeating a motion on spousal insurance with county employees. There was a motion to use general fund reserves to reduce the levy increase to zero. That was ruled out of order because it violates board policy. The budget, as presented by the Finance Committee, was then finally approved on a 19-4 vote. Despite a 6.8% overall increase plus a nearly 3% total rise in the levy, property taxes in Kenosha County will actually decrease a few dollars for most homeowners. WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com in the local news section. WRJN news updates and status reports are on Twitter at WRJN News. And WRJN is now on FM at 98.1 in Kenosha, at 99.9 in Racine, and still at 1400 AM. Racine police investigating what appears to be the early morning shooting death of a man on the city's far west side. Officers dispatched to the 1800 block of Roosevelt Avenue for the call of a man lying unresponsive on the ground. Efforts to revive him failed. The victim, 28 years old, unidentified so far. A news release indicates it appears he died from a gunshot wound. The release does not, however, list a time, but earlier this morning, police were called to that same general area on several reports of gunfire. United Way of Wisconsin presenting a study about those in need in the Racine community and other parts of the state called ALICE during a gathering at the Wingspread Conference Center. ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. In Racine County, the study says the ALICE threshold for poverty is just under $26,000 for a single adult, just over $59,000 for a family of four. Based on that, 41% of Racine County residents are in need. The federal poverty figure is 13%. When the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole recommended a 2017 budget this week, it came after rather lengthy discussion about funding a new city development position with the general fund as proposed or with intergovernmental dollars. Alderman Sandy Widener understands the need for the position, but felt that the IG fund was a better and more available funding source.
We have another source of funding to pay for this position, and I think we should take advantage of it. And I don't concur with the city attorney. I do believe that funding that position for $93,470, whatever that number is absolutely within the intent of the contract that we negotiated for intergovernmental funds.
City Attorney Scott Lanny said, in general, use of the IG account is project-based, though the door appeared open, he said to the council, allowing some other requests.
The agreement talks about a lot of things, but the council put these ordinances in place around that time to talk about how the council was going to use the money, except for the few things that are required that have already been taken care of. 3 Mile Road and a couple other things that had to be taken care of with it. So, you know, I don't know that it can't be done. If I would say I would be more comfortable as your attorney saying I would prefer to see the ordinances read in some different way before you do it.
The council committee voted down the proposed budget amendment to switch the funding on that new position to the IG fund. So the 2017 City of Racine budget, as it was recommended all total, gets a final vote of the full council next Tuesday night. On this Veterans Day, word is UW Parkside has earned the 2017 Military Friendly School designation by Victory Media. That's the publisher of GI Jobs, STEM Jobs SM, and Military Spouse. First published back in 2009, Military Friendly Schools is the most comprehensive, powerful resource for veterans today. The list of schools helps service members and their families pick the best university, college, or trade school in which to receive the education and training to pursue a civilian career. Parkside today also officially opening up its Military and Veteran Success Center. It's designed to help military service members and veteran students with a transition into the Parkside academic community. City Council in Kenosha this week approving the zoning change needed to allow for future expansion of the city's National Guard Armory. Larry Nelson of Bain Nelson Incorporated telling aldermen the State Department of Military Affairs made an acceptable offer for about 24 acres of land that the company owns near the current armory.
The land is being purchased by the state for use by the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to expand their existing facility. This land, as most of you know, is part of the KAT marshaling yard for American Motors cars in the 50s and 60s.
The land will eventually be used for in addition to the armory along with other upgrades. The City of Racine will not be losing Water and Wastewater Utilities General Manager Keith Haas. He had been named one of three finalists recently in Davenport, Iowa, for the dual position of Assistant City Administrator and Public Works Director. That city's current Assistant Public Works Director, Nicole Gleason, was chosen this week for that job. What might seem to the public like a less than interested response by Racine County to the City of Racine's inquiry about becoming a partner in a lakefront event center to potentially house at least one minor league sports team and to allow other events not now possible at the Civic Center, that does not preclude behind-the-scenes communication. WRJN News recently learning that Common Council President Dennis Weiser sent a response letter to County Board Chairman Rusty Clark about his earlier communication to the city. Weiser's letter to Clark noting an ongoing review of different funding options for the project, all aimed at reducing the need for local tax levy dollars. Weiser telling Clark the funding details are critical to any final decisions, and that is what is happening now, not intended as an adverse attitude toward the county. And what started a fire that caused extensive damage inside a Village of Elmwood Park home on Lathrop Avenue last week, that is still undetermined at this point. The owners, Marcia and John Heinrich, attended the Village's public hearing on the 2017 budget last night, which very few people apparently knew about based on attendance. John Heinrich said that the attic was burned out. Most of the damage, though, was water-related. He mentioned the possibility of lightning as the cause and that they were at the meeting because of ongoing restoration work. The less-than-complete Village Board approved the 2017 budget, but kept the public hearing open until the start of another meeting at that same location. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.